So, as we make our way through the inevitable faction that we call our life, we have to come up with the conclusion that we are all going to die. So you need to know that one day you will die, I'm going to die. If you have children, they're going to die. And we are just going to be put into the earth. So once we are in the earth, whatever your religious or non-religious or whatever of that nature, that would determine whatever your mindset would go. So my theory would be, I mean, if you are religious, then in your mind you would possibly go to a place that you call heaven. You know, I don't think there's such thing as hell or anything bad or negative in the afterlife. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you be punished for something that you just do normally? You know, if your brain is so fucked up that you do things out of nature, then that's just how you are as a person. That's not determining your factor of you want to be a bad person. Because if you think about the Bible, God already knows your will. He already knows what you're going to do before you do it. He already has everything mapped out perfectly, stating that whatever it is that you think you're about to do, He already knows that you're going to do that. So if you're going to murder millions and millions of people, then He already knows that you're going to do that. So what is the justification of you shouldn't do that because it's a sin? That doesn't stand clear to my ears. I don't get that. I don't get the fact that just because I have to praise a person that lived on the planet, I don't get to go to heaven because of that. If I don't want to do that, it's stupid. Just whatever you believe, whatever you think, that should be your one ticket of how you are going to spend the rest of your life. If you believe you're going to be reincarnated, well, maybe you are. So, take that to thought. Let's see your feedback.